Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Our toll-free number, you know what it is. It's 800-823-8255. Good morning, I am Ron Wilson, your personal yard boy. We're talking about yarding on this Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Have a few leftovers, maybe so, maybe not. Maybe they're gone already, I don't know. But we still have today and tomorrow, lots of eating, you know, whatever. And I'm glad I'm at home because I don't want to be flying or on the roads. Tomorrow, woo, going to be crazy, crazy day. So if you are going to be flying or on the road, please be safe. And hopefully you get home in one piece because it's going to be pretty crazy tomorrow. Talking about yarding, as I said, don't forget our website. It's ronwilsononline.com. Couple things for you. Rita's recipe is a post-Thanksgiving turkey pot pie. It's actually turkey pot pie two ways. So she gives you a couple ways to do it. Now, I don't know about you, but I think we ate most of the turkey at our place. So not a lot left over. As a matter of fact, I was looking yesterday, maybe get a second turkey and do it on the grill just so we have some extra today and tomorrow. But anyway, this is a great way to use up some of that leftover turkey, or you can use chicken as well. Some of it, it says one of two ways, actually has sausage involved as well. Can't go wrong with a little bit of sausage. You know, I think sausage and bacon, you know, you can't go wrong with either one of them. But anyway, it's Rita's great recipe, turkey pot pie two ways. And you know when it's from Rita Heikenfeld, her website, abouteating.com. It's easy, it's quick, and it's very flavorful, very good. So, you know, you can always count on Rita's recipe. So check that out. Plan of the week this week. Well, we have two of them for you. As a matter of fact, I asked Joe Strecker, our executive producer, to leave last week's up on there because I think it's important. I may even do it next weekend, too. But you know what it is? That's right. It's the real Christmas tree. Hopefully, if you haven't made that final decision yet, what you're going to do this year, as far as the Christmas tree, please consider the live Christmas tree. Live cut or live with the roots growing on the bottom, whether it be growing in a container or bald and burlapped. I just, you know, again, you've heard my pitch. I've done it for 20 years on this show talking about why you should be using live Christmas trees. And I hope that you continue to keep that in mind. I know in not all cases does a live Christmas tree work. I know folks have allergies. Pets have problems with them sometimes, et cetera, et cetera. I totally understand. But if all possible, try the real Christmas tree this year. And from all I understand, looking at all the research that's being done out there right now, no shortages in cut trees this year. They've been able to get them cut, shipped out. There are some areas that were experiencing some drought situations that may have had some reduced numbers, but the way we're able to ship and move trees around should not be an issue anywhere this year. No shortages. Prices probably went up a little bit. If you're out shopping, you'll notice that they probably went up. The survey, again, said anywhere from 5 to 15. A couple people said 20, but most of them between the 5 and 15% range. Just like everything else, shipping costs, fertilizer costs, believe it or not, fertilizer costs have been outrageous. Labor costs going up. So, yeah, it's going to go up a little bit. But I still feel that that is the traditional only way to go. And, again, if you've done artificial trees forever, just try it once. Just try it once. And I know the thing with the needles. I know some folks say, you know, I don't want needles, blah, blah, blah. That's what they make vacuum cleaners for. And typically, if you get a nice fresh tree and you put a fresh cut on it just before you put it in the stand, you got to do it just before you put it in the stand. And you keep water at the base of that tree and you never let it dry out until you take it back outside when it's all said and done. that tree should stay fresh for you for a very long time in the house. Additional things you can do, and I always say treat them like a vase of fresh cut flowers. The water is super, super important. That is the key. And if you use the commercial tree preservative or you have other recipes, great, but not necessary. Water is the key. Now, I always use hot water when I replenish it. They did research on that and said they couldn't tell a difference between using hot water or cold water. It doesn't really matter. I like using hot water. But it doesn't matter. The whole point is keeping it and never letting it dry out. Once it dries out, that seals over within a couple hours. It's a done deal, and it won't take up any more moisture. Keep that in mind. There are products on the market that you can buy, wilt-proof and wilt-stop, which actually help to seal the moisture in the needles. You can spray your tree with that before you bring it in the house, let it dry, and then bring it inside. And I'm telling you, it's a great one, great product to use to seal those in. If you use fresh greens, that's a great thing to help keep those fresher longer as well. Keep it out of the sunlight. Keep the temperatures cooler, and that thing should last for you right on through the holiday season with no problem whatsoever. So please, if you've never done it before, do it for yourself, do it for the kids, do it for the grandkids, but do a live tree this year just once. Just give it a shot and see what you think. And then, you know, that's all I can ask. You can do like the Sullivans are doing every other year. They do artificial one year, they do live tree the next year. They go back and forth. So, you know, either way. But again, that is our one plant of the year. The second plant of the year would be rosemary. Now, why would I pick rosemary? Well, if you get out to where they sell plants this time of the year, whether it be your local garden center or wherever else it may be that they're selling holiday plants, you typically will find rosemary involved in that mix and typically shaped into a small Christmas tree. And they're really cool looking and they smell great. I love the smell. I'm not a big rosemary fan myself, because I always joke and say I don't like chewing on pine needles, although I'm getting to, I've enjoyed them in a couple other things, but nevertheless, it's not one of my favorites. But it can be a very popular plant during the holiday season. It can be a very difficult plant to continue to grow through the winter season. Outside, piece of cake. Indoors can be a little tough. So, you know, remember when you have these indoors, three keys to the success of growing rosemary indoors. One, it must have as much sun as possible. You've got to get it in the sunniest location you can find and keep rotating it so it gets even sun all the way around. It cannot be in a low-lit area. It's got to be in a sunny, sunny location or under a grow light. That'll work as well. 14 hours a day, grow light. That'll help you too. That's number one. Number two, soak it well, close to dry. Soak it well, close to dry. Very, very important. Use warm water when you water. Number three, air circulation. So many times when we bring rosemary in the house over the winter, it gets powdery mildew, starts to turn black on the inside, falls apart, we throw it away. If you keep good air circulation as well as the sunlight and watch your watering, get air circulation, that really does help to reduce any chances of getting powdery mildew on your rosemary. If you can find a really small, those little desk fans, you know, you clip on the side or whatever, and during the day, just set that off to the side and let it have air flowing around that rosemary plant, you will find that you probably won't get or have a very low chances of getting powdery mildew on that rosemary. So full sun, as much sun as possible, water dry, and of course, air circulation are three major keys to the success of overwintering rosemary inside the home. Do remember, they can tolerate colder temperatures, not for an extended period of time. Down into the 30s, no problem. But they can't do that over an extended period of time. But if you put them in an unheated garage, Rita has found that she has done fairly well in a sunny window in an unheated garage to get them to overwinter in a really cool environment and done well. So you might want to keep that in mind as well after the holiday season. All right, so keep that in mind. Again, you'll find all this on our website at ronwilsononline.com. All right, to the gardening phone lines we shall go. Cam in Cleveland. Cam, good morning.
Wow. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
I couldn't believe it when they said I could talk to you. It's been such a long time.
Good to talk with you.
I thought I was going to get Gary Sullivan. I got you.
Well, good.
So I'm happy about that. So, and you're going to talk to him as you normally do every week.
Oh yeah, we'll still talk with Gary later on the show. Yes.
That's great. Okay. Well, anyway, I wanted to ask you, we put a whole new bed in of about 12 or more perennials out front. And We have three mini roses, and then we have several other different kinds of plants. I think what I'm supposed to do is cut them all down, even the ones that are called red hot or hot pokers,
uh-huh.
You know, with the real bright orange fuzzy blossom.
Yes, ma'am.
And so we can cut those all the way down. But is it better to just wait until the spring and cut them down?
You know, you can actually go either way. And here's the thing. Now, you talk about the mini roses. For those,
yeah.
You really don't want to cut those back this time of the year. You can clean them
right.
up a little bit if you want, but otherwise
right.
do your major pruning in the spring. But when it comes to the
right.
perennials, a couple things here. Yes, for the most part, you know, we clean up the perennial garden in the fall, get all that old foliage out of there, clean mm-hmm. it up, get it nice and ready for the spring season. But there's mm-hmm. also been some conversation out there about why not leave that there so that mm-hmm. it kind of leaves an area for overwintering larvae and caterpillars of beneficial insects to take mm-hmm. advantage of those plants, the foliage, and some of the things, the seed heads that you'd get like on Rudbeckia and things like that, that would actually mm-hmm. last over the winter time. Let them enjoy that. Then come back in the springtime and clean it up and have it ready to go in the springtime. So, you know, you got two ways to look at it. I probably, for the most part, have still been a kind of a fall cleanup. But there's a few things I'll leave because I like the branching, the look of it over the
mm-hmm.
winter. And if it does have a mm-hmm. seed head like Rudbeckia's, you know, leave those alone because the some of the birds would love to feed on those until the seeds are all gone. So it can be mm-hmm. a combination of the two. I just think the thing to remember is, in the springtime, sometimes the weather can be really iffy, and, you know, it's hard to get out there and work in it, and it's wet, and it stays late, and sometimes that
yeah.
can kind of mess you up. But other than that, either way, for the most part, will work for you as far
okay.
as cleaning up. It just depends on what look you're looking for over the wintertime. That's the way
okay.
I look
and,
at it.
And the other thing is, thank you, we did have some mold on a couple plants, and one of them was, I can't think of the name of them, but they had very small leaves, and they had kind of a minty smell on them with bluish, dark blue, very tiny flowers. And they got mold on them after we had them planted for quite a while. And then one of the mini roses did the same thing.
In that case where you have actually diseased foliage, I get rid of
yeah.
that. That's one thing
yeah.
I will clean up right now. I don't take a chance. Don't want it to overwinter. Don't want any
right.
of that to fall into the soil. Just get rid of that and clean it up. So if you know it was diseased, yes. And the roses, if they had a little black spot or whatever, raking those up and getting those away so you're off to
take
a clean start.
Take the leaves
start.
Off, but leave the rose bush there.
Correct.
Do not cut it back. Okay.
Correct.
That's what I was doing. I just want to make sure
yep.
that I was doing it right because these are all new plants for us and wanted to make sure everything was in order. But most plants, at least in the spring, in March, when
yeah,
it's getting
when it's workable,
a little bit yeah.
So,
then
you know,
then cut all of them back down to the ground.
For the most part, now there
except
are
except the roses.
Yeah, and there
except
are some,
the roses.
There are some perennials out there that are semi-evergreen that will last. So you just kind of clean them up in the springtime. There are a few that that's a possibility. And what you may want to do, and we've got to take a break here, Cam, but if what you might want to do is email me a list of what you have, and I'll tell you
okay.
more specifically by variety of perennial what to cut back and what not, because there are a couple things we want to leave some of the foliage on there. But for the most part, you are correct. It's a cleanup, you know, getting rid of most everything that's out there and go from there. But send me your list, and I'll be more than happy to work
okay.
through with you, okay?
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you. It was so good to talk with you.
Good talking with you as well. Quick break. We come back. Lori and Harold are coming up next here in the garden with Ron Wilson.
Help for the do-it-yourself gardener at 1-800-823-TALK. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson.
I've always gotten a lot of calls on the Home Improvement Show asking how to get rid of nasty odors in listeners' homes, campers, boats, and autos. Well, because of my personal experience and success with Odor Exit and feedback I received from listeners who have used the product, I highly recommend it to eliminate all kind of odors, animal urine, smoke, mold, and mildew odors, gone without a pungent, overwhelming fragrance. I always keep Odor Exit in my home. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com.
I talk a lot about products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. It's construction adhesive to repair tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, and buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas, awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you got to have around your home. This is a must to have for all your fall projects. It's available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or find a store at tearmender.com, and more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas. Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean, keep it clean. Get Awesome. AHHSOME.com. Well, my house is busy all the time with grandkids, and like you, we're spending more and more time at home, especially in our finished basement. Now, several years ago, I was concerned about a musty smell, so I had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed, and now the air smells fresh, and I know it's a much healthier environment for all those grandkids. Listen, right now, you can save $250 off a self-install do-it-yourself kit. Call 866-822-7328 or visit letter Z breathe.com.
Welcome back. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson. Again, that toll-free number, 800-823-8255, talking about gardening on this Saturday after Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and a great weekend ahead of you here. Lots of football going on today and tomorrow, obviously with the pros as well. But rivalry week is today. That's always fun to watch that. And, of course, still time to get out and work in the yard and garden. I'm going to be doing some planting today and tomorrow as well. Maybe get rained out tomorrow, but definitely today. In between the games, so still time to get out and do that as well. Back to the gardening phone lines we go. Lori in Mainville, good morning.
Hi, Ron. Can you hear me okay? I'm in my car.
Yes.
Oh, so I've got a water spigot on the front and back of my house, and I want to replace the hoses because the ones I've been using for years, they're nice and big and heavy. So I haven't gotten rid of them, but they're such a pain to use. So I need to replace them with something that's much more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, they always tear up my hydrangeas when I'm pulling them in and out. So I need something that's just softer and not, you know, going to tear the shrubs up. So I needed to buy some which hoses you have a suggestion to replace them with. I've seen some real small, soft ones, but my house maybe 80 feet long, and I only have two spigots, and I have kind of extensive bed. I'd like to have something that's going to be long enough to actually water all the way around the house between those two spigots.
Okay. You know, one of the ones I like that's not, it's a heavy duty rubber, but it's not that heavy as far as the weight. It's called Flexzilla. And it's the hose that they use is the same hose that they use like on air compressors. So it is really tough and durable, lighter weight. Look at that one. You'll find that one out there at the garden centers. You'll find it at, I think, at some of the home improvement stores as well. Now, if you're looking at the ones that feel like cloth on the outside, you got to be really cautious with those because there's a tube on the inside and you've got the cloth on the outside, and they do work. As a matter of fact, we use those for our lightweight hose in like our greenhouses for watering in some of the areas because they're just, you know, they weigh nothing. But the key to longevity of those hoses, and I like Zero G. Zero G is probably one of the better ones, but is the fact that you don't leave them turned on without water going through them. So in other words, if you're out there watering and you turn it off at the where you're watering at that end, and you leave that pressure on in that hose, it eventually blows them up. That's what takes care of those hoses. So every time you turn it off, make sure you're turning it off at, you know, at the spigot, not at the other end. So, but otherwise, I love the Zero G. I think it's a great one. I also have one that I'm experimenting with right now. That's a brand new one. That's a hybrid between, and it's rubber. It's got a rubber tube on the inside and on the outside. It's flat, and we're going to talk about this hose probably coming up here in another 2 or 3 weeks because I've been experimenting with it, and I'll tell you more about it, like I say, in about 3 weeks to make sure that I'm making sure everything's right. I've been leaving it turned on the whole nine yards, but I don't want to say anything yet until I'm sure that it's the one that we want to recommend. But, again, you've got this winter to take care of. But keep listening or email me, and I will tell you the name of that one as well. But I think it's going to be a winter too. But I like Flexzilla. I like Zero G. I have worked a little bit with the metal ones. They seem to be okay. I don't like the pressure you get out of the ones that are metal around the outside, but they're fairly lightweight. And you can, by the way, you can get that Flexzilla and Zero G in 50s, I think, and even in 75s, maybe as much as 100 footers as well. And then I'll tell you more about this new one in a couple more weeks. I just want a little more time to mess with it to make sure it's good to go, but it seems awfully good at this point. Quick break. We come back. More with you here in the Garden with Ron Wilson.
Gardening questions? Ron has the answers at 1-800-823-TALK. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson.
When it comes to your plumbing and drain systems, maintenance is the key if you want to keep it working right. Hey, Gary Sullivan here from my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. If you like to do your own maintenance, check out rotorooter.com for helpful videos, blogs, and seasonal information that'll allow you to keep your plumbing in top form. And if you get over your head or you don't have the time to DIY, Roto-Rooter's expert plumbers are always ready to help 24/7. Visit rotorooter.com or call 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Well, I love the name of this product, White Lightning Storm Blaster. Not only a great name, but a great solution for winter and spring application on gutters, downspouts, chimney flashing for stopping leaks. White Lightning Storm Blaster is an elastomeric exterior sealant. It can be applied underwater and even during rain. It's crystal clear, which makes for a seamless repair. It can be applied down to 0 degrees. White Lightning Storm Blaster. It's available at your local Menards and Sherwin-Williams stores. Pick some up today and stop those pesky leaks.
Welcome back. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson. Again, that toll-free number, 800-823-8255. You know, I think I wrote myself a note here to have a this winter have a show on garden hoses because there's so many out there available today. It's crazy. And we see all the different ones that are out there and available. And some are just so heavy. Some of the professional ones, they're heavy to use. There's no doubt about it. And that's where the ones like that Zero G, where they're material fabric on the outside, rubber hose on the inside, lightweight, easy to carry. I have one of those on my patio that I use for the watering around the containers and all around the deck. It's a 50-footer, so it covers everything. And, again, we've been using those personally in our greenhouse for watering in the tropical plant area and that type of thing where they're easier to very lightweight. But we have found over the years the key, obviously there's a bunch of them on the market, and I think the Zero G is probably one of the best ones out there. But the key is not leaving them turned on where there's a lot of pressure in the hose for an extended period of time. Use them, water with them, turn them off. You know, if you have to move somewhere, I mean, being turned off for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, not an issue. Being turned off and let it just sit there with pressure eventually blows that rubber hose up on the inside because they're not all that thick. So that's the key to longevity to those lightweight hoses is to just, you know, let it, don't keep it turned off with pressure on from the end where the water comes out. So keep those, keep them, let the water flow through. But again, the metal ones, we've experimented with those, and a lot of folks do like those with the metal on the outside. Again, there's a whole bunch of those out there. They do last. They hold up. You can leave them turned on. They do have the metal around the outside. Pretty much lightweight, not too heavy. I don't like the pressure that you get out of those. It just doesn't give me the pressure I'm looking for. Where I do get that out of the Zero G. Boy, that thing will really give it to you. And then this new hose I'm looking at, kind of a, it's not metal, it's rubber, but it's a hybrid. It's a very lightweight. It's actually flat. You roll it up, it's flat, and then it expands when you turn it on. I really like it. But again, I always use products before I recommend them. Been using this one for a little while now, and I really like it. But we'll talk more about, we'll do that for a one of our shows coming up this winter, talking about garden hoses. Because, you know, it's a good investment. And boy, they're expensive. They aren't cheap anymore. But again, it's the investment that'll, you know, hopefully last for you for some time. All right, back to the gardening phone lines at 800-823-8255. Harold in Alabama, where you been? Roll Tide.
Well, you know, since we've lost two games, it's been hard. So I've been off in a cocoon.
Well, you know what?
Buggy Joe would be happy.
No, he's not.
Yes, sir.
Because we all are concerned about you. As a matter of fact, Danny Gleason, even a couple weeks ago, said, have you heard from Harold at all? I'm kind of worried about him. I said, isn't it amazing what two losses can do to a team? Just two losses?
And it can devastate lives, too.
I know.
I'm going to say this. I didn't think I'd ever say this, but I'm actually pulling for those Ohio State Buckeyes to go all the way.
To go all the way?
All the way, win it all.
Wow. Thank you.
I'm pulling for them today because here in Alabama, we don't like Jim Harbaugh. He came down here 4 years ago on a recruiting trip, said some negative things about the Tide. So he's not very popular down here.
So he's about as popular as he is in the state of Ohio.
That's correct. Well, I think you guys probably have a little more hatred for him than we do.
Probably so.
But I'm wishing you the best of luck today, man. I tell you, that's going to be a great game. I've got one problem with this Ohio State issue. See, I've got a very good friend that's a receivers coach at TCU. So if everybody wins out, TCU's going to play Ohio State in its first round. If, of course, assuming you guys take care of business today.
Got to take care of business today. You're right.
I may have to realign that Ohio State next week. I'm going out to Dallas next week for the Big 12 championship game. So
how good for you? Excellent.
Okay. How's everybody with you? Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, we had a good holiday and had good weather here and all. So we're getting some rain finally moving in because it's been dry. So we're looking forward to that. How about yourself?
Great. I had my 91-year-old mom was here and
excellent.
20 other of my family, and you know it's just. You know, with 20 people, there's some you like, some you don't like, but there were no fights. There were no nothing like that. So it was nice. It was good to have everybody here.
If you can make it.
When your mom's 91, you just don't know. Is that just the last time you're going to have Thanksgiving with her?
Sure. Yeah. So, yeah, if you can get everybody out of the house without any punches thrown or whatever, you got it made.
Sure. And I was thankful for you and Danny and Gary, and I was even thankful for old Buggy Joe.
No kidding. Wow.
Just don't tell Joe that.
Well, listen, give Sullivan a big Roll Tide for me here in a few minutes when he comes on.
I will do that. And it's always a pleasure talking to you, and happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Good luck today, guys.
Hey, appreciate it. All right. It's going to be a tough one. And I don't care. And again, what a great matchup. The rivalry weekend, Ohio State. He's talking about Ohio State versus the team up north, Michigan. I'm not afraid to say it, Michigan. And, boy, you know, they're 2-3 and they're undefeated and couldn't be a better setup, couldn't be a better stage for this particular game. And you know, as in with college football, it doesn't matter what your record is. When you got rivalry games and it's college football and you got college kids that are playing football, it's anybody's game. It can go either way. So it'll be a good one to watch, I hope, for Ohio State. So we'll see. But, go Bucks. And to get that through. Talking about yardening, though, on this Thanksgiving weekend, don't forget our website. It's ronwilsononline.com. We talked about a couple of quick reminders here, you know, getting those last-minute leaves taken care of off of the lawn. Leave them lay under the trees and leave them lay in the landscape beds or other places like that. But don't leave them lay on the turf. Don't want them there. Mulch them back into the turf. Use your mower. It's a great way to do it. Just mulch them right back into the turf, and it's all said and done. And, of course, if you're raking it, if you have to rake them to the curb, you know, find out when they're going to have curb pickup. I, this week, driving through my neighborhood, can't believe how many yellow spots there are between the sidewalk and the curb where they've piled up the leaves and let it just kill out the grass, and it's going to stay like that the rest of the winter. Time it so it's a couple days in advance of when they're doing the leaf pickup so you don't kill out your grass if you have to do that to get rid of your leaves. Not a good thing, so keep that in mind. Cool season lawns, don't forget, you still have time to feed those, a last-minute feeding. This second feeding is the most important feeding of all of the feedings. So if you haven't done it yet, if you don't have the fertilizer on hand, get out to your local independent garden center. Tell them you need to do that last-minute feeding and take care of it. Warm season grasses, you all are looking at doing that pre-emergent application. Keep those weed seeds from coming up as your lawns continue to shut down and start to go dormant going into the winter season. And, of course, most of those now, I think, have a real light nitrogen feeding, if I'm not mistaken, to give you just a little bit of nitrogen back to the soil. But, again, pre-emergent herbicides, very, very important. Don't forget also, if you're out this weekend, live Christmas tree. Make it a live-cut Christmas tree, not artificial this year. And, of course, you've got poinsettias available now, amaryllis available now, Christmas cactus, all those great holiday plants, rosemary as well. Keep them protected. Remember, if you're putting them in the car, you can't leave them in there while you're shopping. Keep them protected. Get them home. Get them in the house, away from the drafts from the vents, from the furnace, away from the drafts from the windows and the door opening and closing. And we'll talk more about those holiday plants next week on Holiday Care as well, but they're all out there for you. It's amazing how many different colors are available in those poinsettias. Unbelievable. And don't forget the Christmas cactus, probably one of the easiest plants to grow indoors, even when it's in flower, even when it's not in flower, and it does give you a little bonus this time of the year as well. Keep those in mind. Lots of great things. We'll talk more about those at next week's show. We'll take a quick break. We come back, a little home improvement from the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Gary Sullivan, here in the garden with Ron Wilson.
Landscaping made easier with your personal yard boy. He's in the garden, and he's Ron Wilson.
Hi, Ron Wilson here for Onkers, a natural pain reliever handmade in the USA since 1982. Aids the body's natural healing process, eases pain from a variety of aches, sore muscles and joints, arthritis, colds, sinus allergies, flu, headaches, and so much more. I've been using Onkers for years to help relieve my aches and pains, especially my sore feet. To order or find a retailer near you, visit Onkers.com. That's UNKERS.com. Get yourself Onkered.
One of the reasons that professional window cleaners do such a great job is because they use the right tools. Those tools are available to homeowners through the Etoray brand cleaning products. Etoray not only invented the squeegee, they offer great window scrubbers, extension poles, and the entire window cleaning program. I'm telling you, you'll notice the difference. Etoray also makes tools to clean your whole house. Dusters, ceiling fan cleaners, grip and grabs, and more. Look for quality Etoray products at your local hardware store, Lowe's, or on Amazon. Clean like the pros do.
Welcome back. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson. And real quick, I just want to mention, don't forget Katie's Crops. She's looking for she's got her Katie's Crops grower search going on. She's looking for youth across America, across the United States, to start a vegetable garden, share the harvest with those facing hunger and food insecurity in their community. If you have a child or a grandchild between the ages of 7 and 16, feel free to apply for this grant. And what Katie does is gives you basically a gift card to go to your local independent garden center and get everything you need to start a garden and grow the garden and grow your produce and share that produce, and you can have some of it too, and become a part of Katie's Crops Gardens. And it's available for you. All you have to do is apply. Go to their website, katiescrops.com, and that's with K's, katiescrops.com. Deadline to apply for this, December the 31st. Again, the kids need to be between 7 and 16 years old. And Katie would love for you to apply for that. Wants a garden, at least one, in every state across the United States. So be sure and check it out. All right, as I promised, it is time for a little home improvement from the man, the myth, the legend, the most listened to home improvement show host in the entire universe, ladies and gentlemen. He is with us this morning. His website, GarySullivanOnline.com, the one and only Mr. Gary Sullivan.
Good morning, Ron. I'm a little groggy from all the food a couple days ago.
Well, that sounds like a lot. Sure was just the food?
I can't even get off the couch.
Sure wasn't the Sullies?
I had a few of those, too.
A few Sullies as well.
How are you?
I'm good. Who said this? When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. One of your favorite...
Huey Lewis in the news?
One of your favorite musicians from back in the 60s and 70s.
Huey Lewis?
Probably not.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell me. But you know, the really sad part is I read that this week. And I went, wow, that's really nice. But I have no idea.
Jimi Hendrix.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's his birthday. Can you believe this? He would have been 80 years old.
That's scary, man.
80 years old, Jimi Hendrix. And you know he'd still be rocking it.
Another artist, and he was going to be like 89. I'm going like, yeah.
Yeah, I think Tina Turner was today, and she's like same thing. So,
well, good for
anyway,
them.
Anyway, he had some great life. He had some great quotes. But yeah, 80 years old tomorrow. So wow. Crazy stuff.
Mm.
Probably
How was your
not
Thanksgiving?
Probably not one of your favorite artists, though, I'm guessing.
Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah.
I like Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, just checking. Mm-hmm. Mine was good. We had a great time.
Good time?
Good time.
G too much?
Nope, I don't. As a matter of fact, I haven't done that for years.
I did the same way.
To be honest with you, I did not. I eat a plateful and I'm done.
Yeah, I was the last few years I've been just on the food police. Really, just being really careful of the carbs so I don't have to just go, you know, roast myself on the couch.
I just get what I want, what are my favorites, and have a plateful and I'm done.
Yep.
Snack a little bit in the evening, and then it's you know, it's a finished deal. So,
did you have any pie?
Let's see. I did not have any pie.
You had.
What did I have for dessert? I don't think I had. Oh, I made these little cookies that were peanut butter cookies, and they're about an inch in diameter.
Okay.
Two of them with peanut butter in the middle.
Ooh.
With a blob of chocolate on the top.
So it's Ron's Reese cookies.
It's a peanut butter on peanut butter on peanut butter. With a blab of chocolate.
My guess is you have to like peanut butter.
You got to like peanut butter or you won't like these. Pretty rich. But,
well, hey, good.
You know, we were talking earlier about rakes. I mean, that had to kind of throw up a little flag for you because being in the hardware business.
Yes.
Think about all the rakes and all the companies that have been through over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think back at some of the old names, and Gilmore was one that came to
Gilmore.
Mind.
Gilmore. The standby in one of the oldest... garden tool company, I believe, from the mid-1770s was Ames.
Ames is another one, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, though, whether Ames is still out there or not. That was good quality stuff back then, boy.
Yeah. Well,
it really was. My workshop or garage where all my garden tools are, it's still almost all Ames. There might be one inexpensive plastic, you know, those big wide rakes. But outside of that, I think all my shovels, my spades, they're all Ames, and they're probably 40 years old at least.
Hmm.
And taken care of. You know, they're sharp. They're not rusty. And when they used to say they'll last a lifetime, and of course you got to use them.
Yeah.
I use them. That was a joke. But I was just trying to
use them for
the
display.
Punchline. I was trying to beat you to the punchline.
Yeah, use them for display.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Looks good in the garage when the door's open.
Oh,
but,
man.
But, yeah, that was a good – I think it was 1775 or something that company was founded. Pretty cool stuff.
Wow.
Gilmore, you're right. That was kind of a lower cost range than the Ames tools, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I was looking at garden hoses specifically.
Oh, hoses.
Hoses.
So you had Swan.
Swan was the other one I couldn't think of.
Yeah.
Supple. I always remember Swan had the supple hoses.
Yeah, yeah.
Swan, Gilmore. Of course,
Dram
still make, they make a great
Dram,
line of professional
yeah.
and homeowner.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a good high end.
Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't think of Swan. Yeah, that was an expensive one.
Yeah, they used to have those really nice heavy vinyl with fiberglass reinforced and the real brass connectors on the end. I mean, the real brass connectors.
Yep.
That was a good hose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You could drive over that and abuse it and everything.
Yep. and leave it turned on and it wouldn't explode.
Yeah, well, don't say that. I'll try it. You know it.
Yeah, don't do that.
So a lot of leftovers?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I was saying earlier, I'm going to have to go out and, I think, get another turkey.
My gosh, we had 16 people, and 8 of them were kids under 12.
Yikes.
And we had a 24-pound turkey.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of meat on that thing, too.
Hmm.
You can come over. I'll get you a couple hogs.
White meat?
Yeah, I got both. Okay, both.
I'm not a dark
there's
meat
a lot fan. Of dark meat on that one this year. Maybe I just did a better job of carving it. I had sharp knives. How many people learned that lesson last week?
Yeah, really.
A couple days ago.
Sharpen your
it's like,
knives.
Wow, this is really hard. Man, I had those things sharp as can be. And man, what a difference it makes.
Do you get those catalogs like Sharper Image and all those?
Especially
this time of the year. Did you see the electric knife that they have now? It looks like a chainsaw. I thought of you.
You know, some of those things, though, I have found. Here's my words of wisdom, Ron. You know, you see every little chore in the household has tried to duplicate that action. I mean, we had little scrubbers for getting the grout clean on a bathtub. We've had electric knives. You know, you get all these gizmos.
Mm-hmm.
I have found that it's better just do it by hand.
Oh, I would
it's
never
not
use.
That hard.
I don't like electric knives.
It's terrible.
Give me a sharp knife, and I will.
Sharp knife, you can do. It's maneuverable. It's
yeah.
Oh, it's perfect.
I can be an artiste with that turkey.
But it's got to be sharp.
But it has to be sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I usually always sharpen my knives, but I was in the Ace store. They got like the old key cutters. Now they got knife sharpeners in some of the Ace hardware stores. So I went and got an old knife. I thought I ought to try this out. So I said, "Here, sharpen this thing up." It's like $6. That thing was really sharp. That machine did a tremendous job. You know, I usually just use a stone and a steel, but I'm telling you what, it was impressive. I ended up even using one of those. It was probably an 8 to 10 inch boning knife, which I don't really use too often, but I tried it on that turkey at one point, you know, getting the legs off and the wings off. Did a great job.
Any Band-Aids?
Nope.
Good for you.
Except for that one on my finger right there, see? But that's a whole nother story. That had nothing
I thought
to
I
do
saw a Band-Aid on there.
That's not from carving a turkey.
Thank
you know what
goodness.
That's from?
What?
That's from replacing a ball cock yesterday afternoon.
What?
Yeah. So as one guest was leaving, hey, Dad, yeah? Do you know that toilet upstairs is running? I said, no. I literally had checked all the toilets upstairs last week. Yeah, just looked for leaks and just, you know, like a walkthrough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it hissing. I don't see any water. And I think, oh, it's the diaphragm in there. And then we ended up just replacing the whole ball cock.
Hmm.
What would the holidays be without a little plumbing failure?
Say, you know Roto-Rooter's busy today.
Oh, God, yeah.
Poor Gary.
Probably their busiest day.
Gary Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next. If he's not coming up next on this station that you're listening to us on, call him and find out why not. Visit his website. It's GarySullivanOnline.com. Have a great weekend, sir.
You do the same, Ron.
All right, take care. Thanks to all our callers. Thanks to our special guests. Thanks, of course, to our producer, Danny Gleason. Because without Danny, none of this stuff would happen. Now, do yourself a favor. Still time to plant a tree or two or three. Keep planting those native plants. Be pollinator friendly. Pamper those worms. Get your kids and dogs involved with gardening. And by all means, have fun and make it the best weekend of your life. See you and go Bucks.
Garden growing. Call Ron now at 1-800-823-TALK. You're listening to In the Garden with Ron Wilson.
Don't miss any of your favorite shows. Get the podcast on the iHeartRadio app at 55KRC.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.